Spring is here, and your to-do list isn't canceled, so we're still here at SunSouth with affordable John Deere equipment to help you get your outdoor projects done faster and more efficiently. Like the new John Deere Z900 Series zero-turn mowers with 0% financing available, plus savings up to $500 off MSRP. And if you need to tackle bigger projects, think SunSouth for the John Deere 3032E with loader and implements. And right now at SunSouth, it's affordably priced with savings up to $1,600 off MSRP and 0% financing up to 72 months. And don't forget to take advantage of our online portal, where you can order online and pick up at the store. You can even call us when you get here, and we'll run your parts out to you. So visit your neighbors at SunSouth today, or shop online at sunsouth.com. SunSouth, for those that do.
Offer expires April 30th, 2020. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Spring is here, and your to-do list isn't canceled, so we're still here at SunSouth with affordable John Deere equipment to help you get your outdoor projects done faster and more efficiently. Like the new John Deere Z900 Series zero-turn mowers with 0% financing available, plus savings up to $500 off MSRP. And if you need to tackle bigger projects, think SunSouth for the John Deere 3032E with loader and implements. And right now at SunSouth, it's affordably priced with savings up to $1,600 off MSRP and 0% financing up to 72 months. And don't forget to take advantage of our online portal, where you can order online and pick up at the store. You can even call us when you get here, and we'll run your parts out to you. So visit your neighbors at SunSouth today, or shop online at sunsouth.com. SunSouth, for those that do.
Offer expires April 30th, 2020. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Aloha, everybody. This is Kathy Bilski, the Quantum Leap Let Light Unite show on UPR and radio. And this is April 3rd, 2020. So how y'all doing? I have to say sorry about the last couple weeks, but a lot of computer glitches and internet stuff not happening, and you know how it is with everybody online. So we're live now. How y'all holding up? I don't know about you, but I'm getting a lot of projects at home done. And I live in Hawaii. In Hawaii, you know, they're letting us go to the beach, but you have to be dropped off. And if they find your car at any of the closed beaches, they'll tow it away and fine you. But you can go swimming if you can figure out how to get there. Anyway, so I thought tonight we would do some energy work for everybody. I'm sure we are all going through post-traumatic stress. And if you don't think you're there, you're probably in denial. So we'll do the curse removal, energy balancing, and then we'll do some clearing for light workers and do some creative manifesting to bring in everyone some abundance, which we all can use, and work on DNA and the coronavirus and send some energy out to the light workers and all the healers and the healthcare workers that are doing their job. And they're the front line, so they need our energy just like we do when there's a big fire and we're sending the firemen and women energy. Now it's time for the healthcare workers. So let's do some energy work, guys. For those who are going to participate, you might want to go get a crystal for later when we do more energy work. But the first part's just for you. And if you've not ever experienced a curse removal, it's getting rid of energy you've taken on that's not yours, cutting curses, removing energy implants, and opening up all your energy centers, your chakras. And it's pretty powerful. It only takes 10 minutes. And from there, we'll do more energy work. But why did I say go get a crystal? Crystals amplify your energy. So when you're doing the work and you're tuning into the radio show, and we got 300,000 people listening and joining in, it will amplify this group work even more when there's crystals involved. And that can be an amethyst, the purple one, or a clear quartz, you know, whatever brings you joy. Alrighty. So for those that are going to participate, I want you to sit down, put your feet flat on the floor, and put your hands up like you're going to receive, and put them in your lap. Sit up as straight as you can and start taking some gentle deep breaths. You know, breathe in light and exhale out energy that no longer serves you, but don't hyperventilate on me, okay? So breathe in light and exhale out everything that no longer serves you. And imagine all that unwanted energy going through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. And do that till I tell you to stop. So as you're doing that, I surround you in a bubble of golden flame. I add to that the blue flame of protection, the violet flame of transmutation, the green flame of healing. And I'm going to seal you in the pink flame of love. And I'm going to call to all your teachers, guides, masters, the cosmic beings that work with you, the angels, and invite them in to make this energy work as gentle, loving, and kind as we can. So take one more gentle breath and exhale out everything that no longer serves you that's left in your body. And again, that energy goes through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. I want you to imagine this incredible divine healing energy coming down from God and coming into the top of your head, your crown chakra. And feel that energy flow through your brain. And as it does, every cell, atom, molecule of your brain reconnects to the Creator. And you become an even more spiritual being filled with all these new possibilities. And now let that energy flow out your third eye. Now feel it drift down and come out of your throat chakra. Allow it to drift down even farther. So now it comes out of your heart chakra. Now allow it to come out of your solar plexus. And now allow that energy to flow even farther, so it comes out of your belly button chakra. And now allow that energy to come out of your root chakra. Feel that divine energy flow all the way down your legs. Let it go out your feet and send it into the earth. And while we're doing this energy work, as we're sending this energy down your legs into through your feet into the earth, allow this energy now to go into all the tree roots. And from there, it's going to go right up the tree trunk and the branches and reoxygenate all the trees. All right, allow this energy to flow down your arms, out your hands, down your spine. Feel totally consumed in this high energy. And take one more gentle deep breath. And if there's anything dark or negative that's still left in your body, I want you to gently release it as you exhale and then breathe normal. As you're doing that, I call to Michael the Archangel to come forth and cut all ties to any energy you've taken on that's not yours, whether it's from a friend, relative, acquaintance, stranger, anybody you work with, TV set, animal, whatever the karmic reason is that created anything out of balance in your life or your body today. And as all that unwanted energy is peeled off of you gently like an onion skin, it all goes through the violet flame back to God and you fill up with your divine essence. And now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to reptile, dinosaur energy, secret societies, organized religion. Cut all ties to any oaths, vows, curses, hexes, rituals that could have been done to you or your family, going backwards and forwards, hundreds of thousands of generations, or anything you could have done, consciously or unconsciously. And as all that unwanted energy too peeled off of you gently like an onion skin, it all goes through the violet flame back to God. And you fill up with more of your divine essence. Now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to reptile, dinosaur energy, secret societies, organized religion. Again, cut all ties to any oaths, vows, curses, hexes, rituals that could have been done to you or your family, going backwards and forwards, hundreds of thousands of generations, or again, anything you could have done, consciously or unconsciously, and as all that unwanted energy too spilled off of you gently like an onion skin, it all goes through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. Now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to any effigies that have been misused against you, and that's any elemental of yours that was used to hurt you or anyone, including anything you own. Close hair, picture, your name spoken, written, just thought of, or anything you have your energy on, and as ties to all those elementals are cut. We call the violet flame through them to clean them up, the angel light energy to heal. We're going to fill them up with the Creator's love and command them to be neutral or only emit love. And now I want Michael to come forth, remove any energy implants that have been done to you or anything that could have carried over from any other lifetime because of dark magic, voodoo, dark witchcraft, or just dark thoughts sent your way. So I want the stick, pin, needle, or knife that's in your crown chakra removed from your third eye, your throat, heart, solar plexus, belly button, root, feet, hands, spine, eyes, ears, nose, mouth, hips, teeth, anywhere in your body that's out of balance. And as you feel all those pins, needles, and knives being very gently removed, imagine all those spaces immediately fill up with the violet flame to clean it up, angel light energy to heal. We release all that unwanted energy back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. Now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to patriarchy, genocide, rape, incest, slavery, prostitution, persecution, circumcision, removing any energy overlay that's trying to manipulate you, keeping you from connecting with God, healing yourself, being really successful, fulfilling all your divine missions, and living your life in joy. And as all that unwanted energy is gently released, is keeping all these wonderful things from coming to you, we send it all through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. So if there is anybody out there directing any kind of dark energy, whether it's through magic, witchcraft, Santa Maria, or just dark thoughts sent your way, we're going to ask them to stop. Step forward in the light, and if they choose to continue, which is their free will, we're going to ask their higher self and guardian angel to put them in a position of harmlessness. We surround them in a bubble of mirror. The mirror faces them. It's 2 inches from their nose, and as long as they do that dark work, the energy is contained by the bubble of mirror, and we're going to add the violet flame to the bubble to transmute any of their dark energy so they have no forward movement. The bubble of mirrors stays up 24/7, 365 days a year until they do works of good. I called your higher self and ask your higher self now to activate your divine blueprint for perfect health, and it starts manifesting in your body now. I'm also going to ask your higher self to activate all your gifts you were born with, to bring that to your conscious mind so you see what they are and you draw to you everything you need to develop them. Allow all this energy to integrate in a very gentle, kind, loving way with your cells, atoms, molecules, all your internal organs, going all the way down into your DNA. So we're going to move forward and we're going to start doing some energy work. So everyone that's participating, feel yourself, everyone reconnect through our heart chakras. And we're going to create a huge circle, a stadium if you want, put a big crystal in the center. And from our heart, we're going to direct our energy into that circle and put what we're going to work on. So I want you to imagine in this bubble for our first circle, all the light workers. So let's do a quick clearing for everyone. So we call to Michael the Archangel to cut all ties to any dark force that is around any human and all life forms. We tie and bind that dark force Send it through the violet flame to clean the energy up and send it back to the divine. We replace that energy with the energy of divine enlightenment. I ask that any person who has evil intent around you exposes themselves in a way that you gently remove them from your circle of friends, making them a distance acquaintance. I ask that you fill up with so much light. You become a magnet for everything you need. You draw all the abundance you need to fulfill your divine missions and live a comfortable life. You pull so much abundance to you that you have more than enough to share with others. Now let's activate the law of divine abundance for all light workers. The activation of law of abundance with the help and knowledge of our Atlantean and Lemurian ascestors, spirit guides, ascended masters, angels, archangels, elementals, cosmic beings, God and goddesses, everything that's connected to the Great Spirit. I called Archangel Michael and asked you to cut all low vibration, negative ties and bonds to all energies, entities, and fears that we have accumulated in all our lifetimes to protect us always. I called Ganesha to remove all blockages and to allow all light workers' life and work to flow easily, gracefully, and comfortably with love. We ask all the divine beings, all the cosmic beings, to allow all our low vibrations to pass through the violet flame of transmutation and fill those spaces of love. I call to the Christ consciousness in all of us to be activated and to help us find inner peace and it be reflected into our environments. I send love and hope and peace to all people and entities throughout the universe, and to help them raise their own vibrations in their own time as everything happens in divine timing and order. Call to the higher self of all light workers and ask for you to cancel, nullify, and release all vows, curses, hexes, and low vibration negative overlays that are restricting us to move forward. I now see all light workers full of and radiating so much light that they become magnets for everything they need. It's being drawn to them from the universe. I see all light workers from around the globe in all levels of existence, reconnecting, communicating, sharing, helping, and healing each other so they can fulfill their divine missions with ease, whilst helping to raise the vibration of Mother Earth and Father Sky. I call for all light workers to attract only high vibration, positive, loving, healthy relationships into their lives. So let's give thanks, divine love, light, divine gratitude, divine forgiveness, peace, compassion, joy, and oneness. And let's fill all the light workers up. And let's send energy to their heart chakras. And from their hearts, it will go to anywhere in their bodies that they need it. And again, see all the light workers regenerating, reconnecting to the Creator, and being filled with all these new possibilities. And all the divine inspiration on what they need to do to move forward. Now let's focus a little energy on our healthcare workers, all the doctors and nurses, firemen, women, people running the ambulances, the cleaners of the hospitals, the CNAs, all healthcare workers. We're going to ask Michael to remove all energy overlay over them that's negative, that's keeping them healthy. And as that overlay is removed, we're going to send energy to their hearts. And as it flows through your body, see this energy reoxygenate their bodies. And as it reoxygenates, anything out of balance in their body is gently released as they go to the bathroom. When they sleep, we're going to surround them in angel light energy. And let this be a real relaxing, restful sleep. And when they wake up, let them be revigorated, filled with all these new possibilities, new ideas, new concepts. And we're going to ask Ganesha to remove all energy, all blocks that's keeping these people from getting the equipment they need. And for all those manufacturers out there, seeing them divinely inspired and what they can do to help these people get what they need to do their service work. See all the doctors, nurses, and all the healthcare be efficient, organized. Now let's direct energy to all the people that are in the hospitals. Now we're going to send energy to their hearts. And it's going to give them energy to their life force, the energy that they need to heal themselves. See this energy be one that's reoxygenating their body, neutralizing anything out of balance that's causing them distress. And see that being gently released from them as they go to the bathroom. We're going to surround everybody in the hospital with angel light and let the angel light absorb any discomfort and replace with divine healing. We're going to call the violet flames through all the hospitals to transmute anything dark, anything chaotic, to release any fears, worries, concerns. Now let's anchor the pink flame of love in all those healing places and see it expand so everyone feels this. We're going to call to the higher selves of everyone on the planet for divine cooperation, to stay as much as possible, to wear masks. Now we're going to call the grounding energy from the Mother Earth up to help calm people, to help them pull all their energies back in the body. Because when you are grounded, you are calm, you can think. Answers come. You see clearly what needs to be done. So we're going to call to the Mother Earth and ask that the Mother Earth send her grounding energy and see it go up everyone, everyone's legs. If you don't have legs, wheelchairs into their bodies, see them becoming grounding. And as they're grounding, their energies are pulling in body. They are becoming calmer. They're filled with new possibilities. In your mind's eye, see patients recover and recover quickly now. And again, let's send energy to everyone's hearts that's sick. that has this virus and let it flow through their bodies, their lungs, let it be reoxygenating energy. Allow this energy to put everyone's pH balance in perfect harmony. And if you got a good pH balance, nothing's negative or dark can grow. And we're going to call to everyone's higher self and ask everyone's higher self, allow them to reconnect to the Creator so they become awake and conscious spiritual beings. In alignment that has new possibilities, let them be given their divine missions and their divine purposes and how they're going to fulfill them. All right, let's just fill this circle up. And because we're going to keep working on everybody on the planet and all light workers, let's do some DNA repair. So we're going to keep everybody in this bubble of light. So we call to the higher selves of everyone on the planet and all life forms and ask for permission to do this light work for you. Let there be light in the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power, the sacred fire vested in me, I command. We called everyone's higher self and asked that their higher self now allow all strands of everyone's DNA to reconnect and realign with the divine with such a high healing energy that will keep anything from affecting the DNA and mutating it for any reason. See all strands of everyone's DNA reconnect to the Creator, allowing the DNA to keep its proper divine shape, healthy and functioning. See all dark veils that are around our strands being cleansed by the violet flame and everyone reawakening to their divinity and spiritual connection to the divine. Let us direct this high energy to all fetuses, human, reptilian, mammals, fish and birds, all life forms being carried in the mother's womb. As this high DNA healing is directed toward the fetuses, we see them forming perfect and healthy. As our DNA strands are being healed, we become healthier. All our spiritual psychic abilities are opened and are enhanced with everyone integrating their abilities in a gentle, kind way. Everyone is excited at their newfound gifts, using them joyfully in service for the planet and all living on her. People are also using their new gifts to heal themselves, the elements, taking divine creation to new heights. See anyone and everyone in Japan and everyone in the planet who's now being affected by any kind of unnatural, excessive radiation or the COVID virus, be sent an extra energy veil of light to protect our bodies. See our DNA reconnecting to the Creator and sent mass doses of healing energy that will help correct any possible DNA altering. And let this be a gentle, kind experience. As everyone awakens, they realize that they can create heaven on earth, being given answers for all challenges on the planet, from neutralizing radiation on the planet. For God does not give us a challenge without giving us the answers to solve it, to healing the waters, air, ozone, you name it, divine creation working through us can heal it. As our DNA is reconnected to the divine, it also cuts all ties to anyone who has tried to genetically alter life forms in any way, including all genetically modified food and this virus. See all our food supply whose DNA has been altered in any way, also reconnecting back to the divine and being filled with such a high healing divine energy that all life forms are allowed to go back to their God-created shape and function. We ask that all other life forms, including all sea life, reconnecting their DNA to the Creator and And as all life forms reconnect, see them becoming healthier, including all unborn fetuses. We also see all other life forms being filled with an extra light energy to help them protect them, whether they are on land or sea. I command that the angels go forth to anywhere there is any Tesla Vril machine that is being used to alter humanity in any way, including 5G and HARP, be cut from their masters, filled with the violet flame to clean it up, angel light energy to heal. Now we command those machines to break down, misfunction, stop working, and keep breaking down. We call the higher self of anyone running the machines and ask that they become dyslexic around them. See all the programs that have our genetic codes being scrambled and or go invisible as we put lots of magnets on all hard drives connected to these machines. And also see in their programs the zeros and the ones reversing and keep reversing. Let's call the rats, mice, fleas, snakes, flies, mites, mold, and dust to make nests and all that equipment. And see all these machines breaking down now. I called everyone's higher self and asked that your divine blueprint for perfect health is activated and put into motion. Let this integrate in a very gentle, kind, loving way with your cells, your atoms, your molecules, all your internal organs, going all the way down into your DNA. All right, now just blast everybody again with the healing energy into everyone's hearts. So everybody is reoxygenated. And we're given the extra energy to heal ourselves. All right, now as we have everyone in this bubble, let's work on creating divine feminine and masculine balance. So again, in the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power, the sacred fire vested in me, I command, may the balanced divine feminine masculine energy descend on everyone now. May the balanced divine feminine masculine energy awaken within everyone now. Let's send divine light and divine male-female balance to all obelisks, domes, pyramids, meridians, grids, matrixes, all ley lines and all the power spots on the planet. We will now anchor the violet flame at the base of these sacred sites to burn 24/7, 365 days a year, transmuting any energy that tries to distort this new balanced energy. Let us now clear all blocks and veils placed over Earth that is keeping both sexes from integrating with their divine feminine and divine masculine. We also cut ties and remove all ancestral ancestry that is holding the divine energy back. May the divine balanced divine feminine masculine energy descend on everyone now. May the balanced divine feminine masculine energy awaken within everyone now. I call to the higher self of everyone on earth to reawaken the knowledge and soul remembrance of what it's like to be in perfect balance and harmony with your balanced masculine and feminine side and what it feels like to be connected with divine energy. In your mind's eye, see light being added to humanity's DNA structure. See this change become a new old soul memory, changing inside Mother Earth's DNA structure as well. See this divine light being directed to everyone's heart and brains, especially the part of the brain that is reptilian, adding emotions and feelings to that part of the reptilian and human brain cosmos-wide. We now call the higher selves of everyone on the planet and ask that as a group, we petition to Helios and Vista, allowing the violet flame to blaze through Earth and all humanity to erase the past, present, future karma created from the off-balance patriarchal energy. I call to Michael the Archangel to cut all ties and binds from humanity and reptilians, the Earth angels, elementals, and the unbalanced masculine patriarchal energy. And as ties and binds are cut, see them being transmuted by the violet flame, and see those empty spaces being filled with divine inspiration, wisdom, and divine heart to function from. Replace this energy with divine matriarchy that walks alongside of their divine partner. May the balanced divine feminine masculine energy descend on everyone now. May the balanced divine feminine masculine energy awaken within everyone now. We command that this integration with humankind be gentle, loving, and kind, and let humanity apply this new energy in very practical ways. In your mind's eye, see this balance affecting all generations backwards and forwards as a ripple of water flowing in harmony with nature. See a burst of balanced divine energy affecting all incarnations on earth at once. See everyone's DNA cells, atoms, molecules raised to higher vibration of divine light, creating divine balance. I command that all people and groups standing behind a patriarchal energy step into the violet flame and walk in the light. And if they choose not to, which is their free will, we ask the Creator and their higher selves to put them in positions of harmlessness. We call to the higher selves of all women on the planet. Young, old, babies, female babies in the womb. I call to Michael the Archangel and Shiva to cut all ties to patriarchy, slavery, prostitution, sexism, women not respecting each other. Cut the ties to fear of men and not being equal. Remove all soul memory of rape, incest, slavery, racism, and circumcision. Cleanse this energy by the violet flame into the light. Then fill this new space with divine inspiration, wisdom, hope, creativity, and the strength to go forward in the positive quantum ways. Remove the blocks, O Ganesha, that are keeping women from fulfilling their divine missions. This allows the divine feminine energy to manifest in all women. Let us cut the ties, binds, energy overlay, and soul memory of whatever it is in history to make men fear and want to control women. As we cut those ties, we violet flame that energy to transmute it back to love, respect for each other, allowing the divine feminine and divine masculine energy to manifest now. May the balanced divine feminine masculine energy descend on everyone now. May the balanced divine masculine energy awaken within everyone now. Call the higher selves of all men to open up a sacred space so they may step forward into light, allowing themselves to be reconnected to the Creator. Cut all ties, Michael the Archangel and Shiva, to unbalance fear of women, patriarchy, genocide, rape, pillage, plunder, incest, greed, power, gladiator mentality, military war, might is right mentality from their energy field cells, atoms, molecules, all the way down into their DNA, going backwards and forwards through all their incarnations. And as this energy is released, we call the violet flame through them and all their incarnations. As this energy is released, we call the violet flame through all their works that are misdirected. Cut all ties to all dark satanic art and negative ceremonies that are being done to keep men in a stuck patriarchal consciousness that allows them to manipulate humanity and the earth for greed and profit. As it is released, we call divine male-female balance consciousness to be enhanced in their hearts and God part of their brain flowing through their bodies, touching every cell, molecule, all the internal organs, including their DNA. And may this integration be gentle, loving, and kind. See man's higher selves guiding them to accepting divine matriarchy and opening their heart, throat, and crown chakras. And as they release all that old patriarchal thought forms that no longer serve anyone. As these centers open, see them being very balanced, loving, kind, generous, peaceful, supporting women and groups that are in the light. Let men awaken to their divine missions, bringing a lot of fulfillment and comfort that they are doing their heart's callings, which brings about feelings of peace and contentment. In dream time, let men dream of all the past lives that they've lived where men and women respected each other, treating each other with much compassion and kindness, living together in harmony, bringing that loving energy into physical, putting it all into practice in this current lifetime. May the balanced divine feminine masculine energy descend down on everyone now. May the balanced divine feminine masculine energy awaken within everyone now. Call the higher selves of all male groups that are suppressing women to step forward into the light. And if they choose not to step forward in the light, may the angels and their higher selves put them in position of harmlessness. We call to all the balanced men on the planet to speak out against this repression, defend all women, come to women's aids on all levels, see all men respecting the goddess within, giving freedom and honor to all women, see men allowing women to be equal, divinely conscious beings. We ask that the reptilian part of men's brains are closed down and the God brain is activated. May the goddess soften them to be gentle, kind beings. I call the higher selves of all religious fanatics that practice acts of terrorism, that kill and injure women in the name of their God and their religious beliefs everywhere, that they immediately awaken to the consciousness of their actions. Stop it now. We command they step in the light if they choose not to, that their higher selves and the angels put them in positions of harmlessness. Cut the ties to all that negativity in religion toward women and replaced with equality and respect. May the divine balance, feminine, masculine energy descend on everyone now. May the balanced divine feminine, masculine energy awaken within everyone now. Call the higher selves of all leaders, politicians, and decision makers and command you all step forward in light. We call to all politicians, Republican, white sexist males, and self-interest groups to set their egos aside. We call their higher selves to bring out the best in these beings. We command them to come forward in the light, and if they choose not to, which is their free will, we ask the angels and their higher selves to put them in a position of harmlessness and that they're replaced by a light worker. May the balanced divine feminine masculine energy descend on everyone now. May the balanced divine feminine masculine energy awaken within everyone now. All right, we're going to fill this circle up with love. And we're going to take a deep breath and release it. All right, we're going to create another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we are going to put the coronavirus and everybody involved with it. All right, let there be light. In the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power, the sacred fire vested in me, I command. We call to Michael the Archangel to cut all ties to whoever created the coronavirus, including all the inventors and everyone and all the governments that hold foreign patents. I'm going to ask the angels to insert their names because there are many. And they know who they are, all the people that it's associated with creating this and the distribution of the virus down from the scientists to the money sources. Let's cut all ties between these beings responsible and the virus, no matter where it is in physical form, human or animal, in the lab or in drugs of any kind. This includes any mutations the virus may involve too. We call the violet flame through this disease to clean it up, the energy of the angel light to heal it. Now we see this virus reconnecting to the creator. See all cells, atoms, molecules of this virus filling up with so much light. It radiates high healing vibration. As it recharges in the light, we command the virus to be neutral or turn itself into beneficial healing water, allowing itself to be eliminated from the body in a gentle, kind release, or simply turned to water. We ask this to be done again for anyone who is exposed in any way to the coronavirus, human or animal. To all who have been exposed to the virus, we surround them in the energy of angelite, especially over their lungs. As the angelite is relaxing the lungs, they can breathe better. We're going to send energy to their hearts to regenerate their life force so they heal themselves and their bodies can reoxygenate in a balanced way. We now call the violet flame around anyone exposed. Transmute the energy of the virus to simply common cold that all people recover quickly from. Now let's send a loving, peaceful, healing, calm energy to all people being quarantined. Call their higher self to activate their divine blueprint for perfect health. And that's activated in their bodies, allowing them to recover quickly if infected. Let them also be divinely inspired with new inspired thoughts on how to put their lives back together after quarantine and putting those plans in action. Let them be sent everything they need to have a comfortable quarantine. In all labs, see these viruses turning into beneficial healing water. We call to all the elementals like mice, rats, red ants, spider snakes, bees, wasps, fleas, dust, fungus to now infest those labs, including university labs, private or government, in a way no one will be hurt or harmed, yet all the equipment, computer hard drives that have created the viruses or any new viruses break down and no longer function. Let all who enter those buildings become dyslexic when they try and operate any equipment, computers, and do technical work of any kind. Their minds can function normally when not on lab sites. Call the higher selves of all responsible scientists and financiers for all versions of the coronavirus, asking them to stop creating harmful viruses. And if they choose to continue, which is their free will, we ask their higher selves and guardian angels to put them all in positions of harmlessness now. And if it's for their highest good, that they receive a karmic return of over 100,000-fold for what they have done now, then so be it. And I step aside as it's returned. See these scientists and money financiers putting their knowledge, money, and gifts to works for good of humanity. Or just decide to retire and spend more time with their families, replacing them with no one. See these beings also releasing all cures for free, no matter what healing modality works. In your mind's eye, see this information being gifted to humanity and all doctors. We're going to call to the higher selves of all those billionaires to stop hoarding money and start releasing it as grants to everyone on Earth. Everyone should be able to receive. They have so much money. Release all their greed, whatever's holding them in that greed moment. Let their hearts open up. And let them help the people that need it the most, the poor. And let them be divinely inspired how they can do this. And not necessarily just through vaccines. Call the higher selves of all decision makers in airlines and hospital industries, Homeland Security, and the TSA that are involved with spreading the coronavirus worldwide to step forward and enlighten, stop it now. And again, if you choose to continue, which is your free will, we ask your higher self and guardian angel to put you in a position of harmlessness. And for those that really have to operate, we're going to send them protective energy so they can function and function well. We also cut ties to all drug patches and all scientists forcing them to do things against their will. See all these patches being neutralized and no longer working, giving free will back to these men and women, allowing them to choose right action. May their families be protected, and see those scientists that have had patches put on. Let them fill up with so much energy that they don't need them. Their bodies can function without them. See all black magic around the coronavirus being neutralized and all their dark manifestations being disrupted, resulting in no more forward movement of the coronavirus. See all Agenda 21 plans falling apart in the world quantum leaping into the world, enlightenment. We're also going to cut ties between all 5G and all satellites up there that are connected to 5G. And with all their computer hard drives, see all the zeros and ones flipping, flip, 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 flip. We're going to send so much energy to all those satellites up there that they now become magnets for space junk. And the space junk hits them, knocks them out of orbit just enough so they can't function and they break down. And if they've got to come down, let them come down in ways no one will be hurt. And again, see this neutralize, this virus calming down to nothing as people heal from the virus and stop spreading. So let's just fill everyone up with light and love and take a deep breath and release it. And I give thanks for this opportunity to serve. So real quick, we're going to do another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, again, I want to put in all light workers. And this includes you guys. Feel yourself recharge and regenerate. Put your families in this bubble, your friends. We're going to ask Michael to remove all energy that's keeping everybody from getting along and being harmonious and helping each other and supporting each other. See, balance, families come back. We're going to ask everyone sent a healing energy. And you're all divinely inspired on how you can keep yourself entertained, whether together or by yourself. I'm going to ask your higher selves to send you projects, good projects, constructive projects that you can do that will be beneficial. Feel yourself compelled to garden or whatever brings you joy. I'm going to ask Spirit to send you ideas on how you can do service work. Now we're going to fill everyone up with joy and healing and divine family and extended family. And let's take a deep breath and release it. And I give thanks for this opportunity to serve. All right, guys, let's close this. We're going to do three ohms. Om. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. May all the beings in all the worlds be happy. So be it. And I give thanks for this opportunity to serve. And I'm going to ask Mother, Father, God, everyone that participates, may they all receive a healing and something that will bring them joy, hearts or two hearts or three hearts' desires. So be it. Okay, everybody, we got to ground. I want you to feel the earth energy come up your feet. Put your feet on the floor. Feel the earth energy come up your ankles, coming up your calves. And as your earth energy is coming up your legs, feel yourself pull in body. Feel yourself become very grounded. If you have that stone hematite, go grab it. That's going to help you ground even more. If it's okay outside, and you're still lightheaded after the show, go find a tree and put your hands on the tree for 30 seconds. Send all your excess energy into the tree. And then simply ask the tree to send you energy back, and it will, and you'll ground. And that's it. Woo, even my dog agrees. So, I have a lot of time at home now, guys, so if anybody wants any private energy work done, any healing work done, soul retrievals, give me a call. 808-775-9400. And it comes right into my home phone. Can't say come visit my store, but you can come visit my website at www.angelitom.com. And I've got all my healing products on there. And, you know, Angelite is incredible. I've had to get rid of burns and bruises overnight and heal cysts and tumors. If you wear it over your lungs, it opens up your lungs and cut your asthma attack down, help you breathe. I've had put it on a broken bone. I made a splint and healed it in 3 weeks, made a splint out of angelite and band-aids. Now you can also put a piece of angelite in water, and it is a mineral. And if you drink the water, which is now mineral water, your bones will get stronger. Your hair will grow and get thicker. Yeah, it's very, very healing. So I make all kinds of massage tools that glow in the dark and out of angel light, and plates you can lay on, tables you can lay on. Yeah. And if for those of you that have gotten my angel light tools, it's a good time to bring them out, guys, and use them on your family and whoever's around you and on yourself. Help yourself release some of that stress. So that's it for tonight, and thank you for joining in. This is Kathy Bilski, the Quantum Leap Let Light Unite show on UPR and radio, April 3rd, 2020. And again, if you need any work done, you can give me a call at the store, which will come into my home, at 808-775-5900. And actually, you know, don't tell anybody, but I do store by appointments. So if you're local and if you need something from the store, you know, I have a full stock and I'm sure I can help you. Even with hematite, need hematite to ground, I got it. So with that note, be kind to everybody. Try to be calmer. Understand we're all going through some really interesting stuff and we're all being affected. So do whatever you can, and if you have to chant to stay in that light, in that high energy, because it does make a difference. Because as you raise your energy up, you're pulling everyone else up too. And you know what they say, even a smile can change a person's attitude. And that's light. You're sending them light through your smile. And as that note, be safe, guys. Stay off the roads. You know, wear masks if you have them, and gloves if you go out, the throwaway gloves. And on that note, I wish you aloha. Good night.
And continues with your questions, all things alien, right here on Spaced Out Radio. Stay tuned.
We're adding to the entertainment online for Spaced Out Radio.
Spring is here, and your to-do list isn't canceled, so we're still here at SunSouth with affordable John Deere equipment to help you get your outdoor projects done faster and more efficiently. Like the new John Deere Z900 Series zero-turn mowers with 0% financing available, plus savings up to $500 off MSRP. And if you need to tackle bigger projects, think SunSouth for the John Deere 3032E with loader and implements. And right now at SunSouth, it's affordably priced with savings up to $1,600 off MSRP and 0% financing up to 72 months. And don't forget to take advantage of our online portal, where you can order online and pick up at the store. You can even call us when you get here, and we'll run your parts out to you. So visit your neighbors at SunSouth today, or shop online at sunsouth.com. SunSouth, for those that do.
Offer expires April 30th, 2020. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Spring is here, and your to-do list isn't canceled, so we're still here at SunSouth with affordable John Deere equipment to help you get your outdoor projects done faster and more efficiently. Like the new John Deere Z900 Series zero-turn mowers with 0% financing available, plus savings up to $500 off MSRP. And if you need to tackle bigger projects, think SunSouth for the John Deere 3032E with loader and implements. And right now at SunSouth, it's affordably priced with savings up to $1,600 off MSRP and 0% financing up to 72 months. And don't forget to take advantage of our online portal, where you can order online and pick up at the store. You can even call us when you get here, and we'll run your parts out to you. So visit your neighbors at SunSouth today, or shop online at sunsouth.com. SunSouth, for those that do.
Offer expires April 30th, 2020. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.